Martha has welcomed Jesus into her home and is hoping to serve him and make it a grand occasion. But calamities in the kitchen soon make a mess, and Martha loses control and complains. Jesus' response to her is a lesson she will not soon forget.
Welcome to the Heaven and Home Hour. Today, Teacher Jonathan Williams will share with us a message called Calamities in the Kitchen. This is part one of a two-part message that is taken from a special series entitled The Women Jesus Loved. If you have your Bible ready, let's join them now in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42.
Jesus and his men trudged up the long pathway, ascending over 3,600 feet on the long Jericho road. Their destination, however, was not Jerusalem. The place Jesus had in mind was Bethany, a small village between a mile and a half and 2 miles to the east of Jerusalem. Here, Jesus would stay with his disciples and would have an encounter with two sisters that would never be forgotten. Bethany was an important town in Israel. According to the Temple Scroll, one of the documents discovered among the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Jews designated 3 places east of Jerusalem to care for the sick. And one of these was Bethany. In their purity rules, the Jews established a perimeter around the holy city Jerusalem, saying that nothing unclean should come within the boundary. Jerusalem, above all, must remain a holy city. But the sick did need to be cared for, and Bethany was an ideal location, for it was close to Jerusalem, but outside the perimeter established by the religious leaders. It was to the southeast of the Mount of Olives and could therefore not be seen from anywhere in Jerusalem. Because it was out of sight, it was a suitable place to care for the sick. Bethany was also a favorite site for pilgrims traveling from the northern Galilee. In order not to come into contact with the hated Samaritans, the Jews would bypass Samaria to the east of the Jordan River, come to Jericho, and then traverse up the steep road and lodge in Bethany, the final stop before coming to Jerusalem. Hospitality to travelers and care for the sick. Bethany was indeed a special village, and in it lived a man and his 2 sisters. Their names were Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. When Jesus entered into the village, Martha, the older of the 2 sisters, welcomed Jesus. We don't know why Lazarus was not there to welcome him. Perhaps he was away on business, or perhaps he was not yet a follower of Jesus, while his sisters Mary and Martha were. Whichever the case, Martha took it upon herself to greet Jesus as he entered the village and to invite him to her home where her brother and sister lived. And Jesus accepted her invitation to hospitality. Hospitality in the ancient world, and in many parts of our world today, was a blessed gift to travelers. And among the Jewish people, its virtue was extolled. Hosts would often go out to greet and to meet a traveler and escort that traveler back to the house. And a faithful Jewish household would eagerly look forward to entertaining people. In Jerusalem, no man was to count his house as his own. And this attitude certainly spilled over to the surrounding villages, such as Bethany. During the feasts, when the population of Jerusalem would swell, there was room for all. Owners of homes would hang curtains at their front door to show travelers that room was available. And this hospitality was especially seen in Bethany. Let your house be wide open, and let the poor be the children of your house, went one saying among the people. Some said, there should be 4 doors to every house, to welcome guests from every corner of the planet. And the rabbis, the teachers of the people, they had many things to say about the importance of hospitality. Some said that hospitality involved as great a merit as attendance at an academy of learning in Jerusalem. Some said that to entertain a wise man and to send him away with presents was as meritorious as the daily sacrifices in the temple. Another said, the receiving and entertainment of strangers is as great as receiving the glory of God. One rabbi read from Psalm 109:31, which says, God shall stand at the right hand of the poor. And then he commented, whenever a poor man stands at your door, the Holy One, blessed be his name, stands at his right hand. Give alms to the poor man, knowing that you shall receive a reward from him who stands at his right hand. The rabbis taught that when giving hospitality, they were imitating God who clothed the naked, for God clothed Adam and Eve. God also visited the sick, for he visited Abraham in the heat of the day. God comforted the mourners, for he blessed Isaac after his father Abraham's death. And God buried the dead, for he took care of the body of Moses when he died on Mount Nebo. Thus, to be hospitable to others was to imitate God himself, who cared for people. And when serving guests, a host was to look pleased at all times, to wait upon his guests himself, to promise them little, but to give them much. And the guest was expected to say, oh, at what trouble my host has gone, and all for my sake. On this day, when Jesus and his disciples had trudged up the long, weary road from Jericho to Bethany, a 15-mile walk, Martha welcomed them all into her home. And after the customary greetings, when kisses would be exchanged, feet and hands washed, and oil given for anointing, the men would go to one area of the house where they could rest or talk about Scripture, while the women would go into another part of the house and prepare a meal for the men. Martha's heart was filled with joy. Jesus was in her home. She had heard so much about him, his miracles of healing, his teaching on the Scriptures of God's people, and especially his care for the poor and for women. Although life in Israel for women far exceeded life in Gentile communities, she still believed that women were not given the respect or love that should be granted them as the daughters of the God of Israel. Perhaps Jesus would speak about that in her home today, and perhaps she could show how valuable she was. She would take special effort and care on this day to show Jesus her hospitality, to make him and his disciples the best meal, and provide a day for them they would not soon forget. And so, while Jesus went into the common area with the men to talk, Martha went to the cooking area and began to work. She organized her household servants into groups with specific assignments. Some were sent to the village to buy the necessary items for the meal. Others made sure Jesus and his disciples had the greatest of care and were comfortable. Soon, everything was in motion under Martha's supervision. And Martha also knew that her reputation as an honorable woman was dependent upon her ability to manage her household. How she wanted to do the best job possible. But soon, some problems began to come up. One servant said, I'm sorry, ma'am. The market did not have everything we needed. That special spice to make the meal taste just right wasn't there. Another said, ma'am, the vegetables just didn't seem as fresh as we have come to expect. The pickings just weren't that good today. Another servant came in and confessed that she had broken some valuable pottery in the preparations. Another said that one of the fires must have been too hot because some of the food was now burned. Martha couldn't believe it. Why were all of these things going wrong on this day, above all days, when Jesus was in her house? She began to become frustrated and upset and thought, I can't handle this. And then she looked around and realized someone was missing from the kitchen. Mary. Her sister was not there. Where was Mary? Martha went into the courtyard and called out, Mary! Mary! Where are you? But Mary was not there. Then she asked one of the servants, Did Mary go with you into the village? And the servant replied, No, Mary has not been with me. Then, with some concern, Martha asked several other servants, and finally one of them sheepishly said, I know where Mary is. She's with the men. She's sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to him teach. Sitting at Jesus' feet? Sitting in the room with the men? Martha could hardly believe her ears. Not only was this inappropriate, but Mary's place was by her side, helping her to get everything ready for the men. No wonder things were going wrong. If Mary had been where she was supposed to be, there would not be this chaos going on. Martha walked toward the room where the men were seated. As she approached, she could hear their voices. And then she heard Mary's voice, asking Jesus a question about the kingdom of God. Martha could not believe it. She came to the doorway of the room, and there was Mary sitting right at the feet of Jesus and listening to everything he was saying to the men. She tried to get Mary's attention discreetly. Martha made faces. She made hissing noises. She motioned to try to get her attention. But Mary was completely focused on Jesus. Just at that moment, another servant came up behind Martha and said, "I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am, but your attention is really needed in the kitchen. You won't believe what has happened now." And then Martha burst into tears and came forward to Jesus and said, "Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry to disturb your gathering with the men. I've been so busy preparing the meal and nothing is going right. And my sister, she's supposed to help me. If she had been with the women, if she had been where she was supposed to have been, I would have had everything ready by now." And Martha burst into tears again, while Jesus remained silent, and Mary continued to sit at his feet. Finally, Martha said, "Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that my sister has left me to do all this serving alone?" And Jesus said, "Martha, I do care for you." And Martha replied, "Then tell her to help me." And Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen this one thing. She has chosen the good part, and I will not allow it to be taken away from her."
Martha stood there speechless, humbled in the presence of the men. And on our next broadcast, we will examine all of the lessons Jesus had for Martha and for us.
Thank you for joining us today on the Heaven and Home Hour. Get your copy of The Women Jesus Loved in a 9-CD set and 200-page book, both for only $45. Or you can order either one separately. To place your order, simply call us at 1-800-248-4687. That's 1-800-248-4687. Or visit our website at heavenandhomehour.com. And mention The Women Jesus Loved when ordering. Remember that John 3:17 states, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Amen, and see you next time.